in the same way as you inhale and exhale, you take out of the air the oxygen that it is necessary for your body to consume, to survive, and you exhale all the impurities that are not necessary for your body to survive. You heal yourself in the same way. Sometimes it is necessary for you to exhale all of the impurities that you have mentally stored in self, within, all the things you have consumed, have seen, have taken. You have to purify the mind. You have to exhale all these impurities, these confusions, whilst in essence they are not bad. They are merely a reflection of the world you have created around self. It is necessary for you to exhale, to remove, to give you clarity of understanding of self, clarity of knowing. You will never know whilst you are living in such mind confusion. You need to exhale these thoughts, these feelings. This is energy, and energy is consumed and exhaled by you. When you sit within this space, this is what you are doing. You are purifying. You are at the origin of the creation of energy. You are purifying self from within to get clarification of thought. Inhale and exhale. It is a filter, a mental filter. It is a metaphysical process. All these processes have existed and do exist within a single moment of your life, of your many lives. It is important to attain clarity within your thought process. It is very easy to get lost within the immensity of the information highway, of the energy highway that exists within all and everything. The clarity you receive within this space is not the same as the information you receive outside of this space. And this is what you would term healing. A healing process of the mind. A very necessary healing process of the mind. All physical illness is created by self, by the mind. All scenarios are created by self, by the mind, by the ego. And ultimately, all cleansing processes are created by self, by the mind, by the ego. And this is a physical application. A physical conclusion created through the input of energy and the output of energy. Once you are fully aware of this process, you can consciously cleanse self from within. It is no more complicated than that. It is another step towards knowing what you truly are. Knowing the theory of such is not necessarily having the ability to apply it. It has to be practiced. It has to be activated. It is a practical application. Many know the theory, few practice the application. It has no choice other than to be successful. It is science. It is not mystic. You have the ability to change everything within a physical form, including your own physical construct. Your physical construct is your genetic code. And through energy, through thought, you are constantly changing this within a single moment. Everything you consume, including your intake of food, also has a genetic construct, and it will also have a part to play within your construct. But with the power of thought, you can change this process in whichever way you wish, and if you apply negative thoughts, this is the way it will change, and if you apply positive thoughts, this is the way it will change, and this is absolute. It is a simple explanation to say to you, there are only two forms of energy. One is positive, the other is negative. And to explain to you in simplistic terms, so you can understand, negative is fear, and positive is love. Whilst the reality is not so simple, with these words you understand, and you can easily change the form of energy from fear to love. And this is what you do understand. And on a very basic level, you understand this because you have achieved it many times without the knowledge I am giving you now. In actuality, neither is good or bad. Both absolutely necessary for your understanding of such. To make judgment that negative is bad will create more fear within your journey. to know, love, and to understand the energy of love, and to apply that energy will dramatically change your position, your point within the cycle. This we know, as do you. Knowing is one part of the process. Application is another. There is no conclusion, no end, because there is no beginning. It is a cycle. It is a constant. It is all and everything. No beginning, no end. A continual. Heal self and heal others, because it is the same thing. And when you are healed, as so will others be healed, because they are you. As I have explained to you many times, one is all, as all are one, and you cannot even begin to imagine how, whilst during this process, you have healed so much. I cannot explain this to you in a way that you would understand it. You must merely have the energy of faith, of which you do, to understand this more, to feel it. We are helping ourselves as we are you, we are moving further towards the understanding of source energy, as are you. It is only important to know more of source. It is not important to know more of physical, technological creation. And the more we communicate, although we are always one, the more we consciously communicate, the more we become closer to source, as do you become closer to source. and source is all. It is pointless to attempt to make any logical sense of the political world that you have chosen to focus on. But be aware, it is defined and precise, but to attempt to make any logical assumption is going to end in logical confusion. It is not a logical analysis, even though the physical formation is precise. It exists, the scenario exists for a specific reason, and applied physical logic will never truly understand what that reason is, whilst within consciousness it is clear indeed, and it is a theatre, a play, a game that has been and is being within a single moment acted out more times than you can count to infinity. So what chance do you think you would have of working it out in a physically logical way? None. Because this is not the way to understand it. You must heal self whilst you sit in a confusing physical world, the world you are focusing on. You must apply the healing of self from within, and by doing so, you will retain position, and you will retain focus. There really is no such word as sanity, but for you, I will use this word. You will retain sanity, and you will move forward, forward within the light and the love of source energy. And this is your focus. This is your way.